Former President John Ejekunpufuor says the Ghana Young Men Christian Association, YMCA, was one institution that impacted greatly on his leadership as president of the country. He said the association is a center that deepens the sense of responsibility and shapes the attitude of the youth to face leadership challenges in the future. Mr. Kufuor was speaking at a fundraising dinner to support interventionist programs of the association from 2012 to 2015. Here's the news desk report.
The goal of the interventions is to introduce and implement contemporary and innovative programs that address the current and future socio-economic needs of the youth. It is also to deepen the outreach and sustainability of activities so as to improve upon the livelihood of young people. Former President Kufuor said he is impressed with the activities of the association in providing 100 students with training skills to develop themselves for the future. He commended the leadership of the association for the transformational guidance they provide for the future leaders of state. The national president of the YMCA, Kwame Jima Ekwafo, said the vision of the association is to empower young people in Ghana for the African Renaissance. He said the association is a Christian community-based organization that seeks to enhance the development of the mind, body and spirit of the young in the country for a holistic transformation of their communities, nation and the continent. Mr. Jima Ekwafo noted that the association operates in about 70 communities spread over 8 out of the 10 regions of the country. He said some of the strategies to be adopted in the achievement of the intervention programs include capacity-building events and grooming of young people in leadership, business and livelihood skills, exposure of young people to useful learning experience, and partnering organizations into youth development to implement relevant programs. The Ghana YMCA traces its history to 1890, when a young Gold Coaster, Wilkins Appy, who had come into contact with the association in Scotland during a study tour of Europe, brought into the Gold Coast. The association has spread its tentacles to many cities, towns and villages in the country and are engaging thousands of Ghanaians in meaningful pastimes, volunteer services and community animation.
A news desk report.